There's a contrast being laid out in our readings today between the first reading and the gospel. In the first reading, we read the story of Adam and Eve, who were instruments of God for bringing, unfortunately, sin into the world by their own choice. But in the gospel, a woman and a man who she will conceive, who become instruments of bringing peace and forgiveness and joy into the world by their choices. And there's a contrast there between those who are instruments that bring death into the world and those that bring life into the world. Many of you are familiar with the same famous prayer of St. Francis of Assisi when he says, "Lord, make me an instrument." And when I hear that word instrument, two things come to mind. The first is a musical instrument. I went to a friend's Christmas program last weekend. It was beautiful. And there were so many instruments there. Not only the beautiful voices, but there were the bells. You know those big things on carts where they have the little hammers with the balls? And we played with the ones on wheels when we were a kid, but these are like the big boy kind. And then they had the string quartet and the flute and the harp was just beautiful. And brothers and sisters, we must liken ourselves to a musical instrument. In fact, it is in the book of Genesis that the Holy Spirit is described as breathing on the waters like a wind coming over the waters. It is in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit who rushes through the house at Pentecost. Like a wind instrument, like a beautiful flute, for instance, we're like that flute in the hand of God, and He blows His Spirit into us, and He can make either really bad music or really good music, depending on our willingness to cooperate with the user of that instrument. And that's really what it boiled down to for Eve and what it boiled down to for Mary. What does she say in the last part of the gospel today? She says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to thy will." In other words, I'm not going to be a flute and play myself. I'm going to be a flute in your hands, Lord, and let you play me to make beautiful music. So we are instruments in the hand of God. When I hear instrument, I also think of a tool. You know how many building projects and renovation projects we've done, and so many of you were so good to help with those over the past couple years. And it took a lot of tools. In fact, as I prepare my taxes each year, I look through all my receipts, and I've gained a lot of tools. Of course, men will use any excuse to buy a tool, right? Just the other day, I was just giddy about going down to Lowe's and getting a bit for my drill. I mean, how many guys, you know, you probably don't get that, ladies, sorry. But we're like tools also in God's hand, an instrument that achieves a purpose, that builds something. And like many projects, you can't do it with one tool. I noticed this Christmas, one of the manufacturers, I think it was Black & Decker, came out with a thing that looks like a drill, but you can detach all the ends and put all these other things on them. Nobody's buying it, right? Because tools are all given for a purpose. They each have a unique purpose. And like you, the people of God, you are each an instrument in His hand, a tool in His hand, that each has a unique purpose. I know I've done some of these projects with some of these guys, and they'll need a drill, right? And so I'll say, "Well, I got mine right here." And they say, "No, I want mine." God feels the same way about you. He doesn't want any other instrument. He doesn't want any other tool. He wants you, just the way He made you, to use you for the purpose of building up His church and His kingdom in this world. And you each have unique talents and unique gifts. And He uses you very specially, very particularly, to achieve that purpose. Today, as we celebrate the Immaculate Conception, we are given this view of what is called the first Eve and the second Eve. The second Eve being Mary. The woman who, in contrast to the first Eve, chose to obey and to be an instrument for God. As we journey through this Advent season, brothers and sisters, my prayer for you, and I hope your reflection tonight, is that you might be an instrument more willingly used in the hands of God to make beautiful music and to build up God's kingdom.